Good morning, and welcome once again to the reading of our daily devotional, The Rhapsody of Realities. My name is Pastor Bolaola. Today is Sunday, February 26th, and the topic of our devotional this morning is Guided by His Light. Our text is taken from the book of Psalm, chapter 119, verse 105. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet, and a light unto my path. Passively says, the Bible describes the Word as the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. That means no one has an excuse to stumble, falter, or fail in life, because we're all privileged to receive guidance and direction from the Lord. No wonder Jesus said, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. Then David points out something remarkable in Psalm 119, verse 130. The entrance of thy words giveth light. It giveth understanding to the simple. These thoughts highlight the importance of light and direction from the Lord through His Word. His Word is light. If you've ever attempted to find your way in the dark, you'd agree it wasn't a smooth sail. You probably bumped into objects or obstacles that you couldn't see as a result of the darkness. Moreover, if you were journeying in the dark, you wouldn't know when you arrive at your destination or hit a crossroad. So, think about it. If natural light is that important, what do you think of God's light, His Word? It's one of the reasons you must know the Word for yourself. Without the Word of God, your decisions will be made in darkness, and the decisions that are made in darkness can only produce more darkness, making the person's life a web of uncertainties, confusion, and utter frustration. In 1 John chapter 1 verse 7, we are enjoined to walk in the light as He, God, is in the light. In His light, we see light. Our paths are illuminated to see and get rid of every obstacle and encumbrances as we journey through life. Hallelujah! Please take this prayer with me. Blessed Father, Your Word is the true light that lights my heart and my path to know and walk in the way of success, victory, and glory. Thank You for flooding my heart with light that I may know and fulfill my purpose and destiny in Christ. In Jesus' name, amen. For further study, please read 1 John chapter 1, verses 5 to 7, and Ephesians chapter 5, verse 13. There's a portion I'd like you to meditate upon. It says, in 1 John 1, 7, we're enjoined to walk in the light as He, God, is in the light. If you have any questions or comments, please kindly send them to me via rhapsody.polarich.online. I'd like you to have a copy of this awesome devotional, so please kindly visit rhapsody.polarich.online to download the Rhapsody app. Thank you very much for taking our time once again to listen to this devotional. Until I come again your way, here is PB saying, keep making progress. God bless you.